A new poll finds that Governor Andrew Cuomo is well positioned to win re-election next year. But as our Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports, there are some weaknesses in the governor's generally positive numbers.
Governor Cuomo consistently had almost unheard of high numbers in the polls during the first half of his term. Then, in January of this year, he took on the controversial issue of gun control. He championed the passage of what was at the time the strictest gun regulations in the nation, known as the SAFE Act. Almost immediately, his poll numbers dropped to more normal approval levels. They've hovered around 60% for months, says Siena's Steve Greenberg.
There is no question that earlier this year, as a result of the SAFE Act, he lost some people who said they liked him. I don't know if they would have ever voted for him next year, but at the time they said they liked him. So he's lost a bunch of those people, largely Republican, largely upstate, and they're not coming back to him.
Siena drilled down into the approval ratings for the governor and found there are some potential weaknesses for Cuomo. Voters have mixed feelings about his job performance. The survey asked about five specific areas. Cuomo scored positively in just one category, fighting for equal rights for New Yorkers. The governor successfully passed a gay marriage law and lobbied for women's rights. In the other four categories, though, job creation, fighting corruption, public education, and government efficiency, the governor received more bad marks than good marks. Siena's Greenberg says overall around one-third of voters are very positive about the governor, one-third are strongly negative, and the remaining third are in the middle, though that group does want to see him reelected. Greenberg says right now Cuomo seems headed toward a relatively safe ride to reelection.
The governor remains in a very strong position to win reelection in 2014, particularly because this is a 2-to-1 Democratic state, particularly because he's got more than $25 or $30 million in the bank, and third, because at the moment there does not appear to be any Republican candidate.
And in what can be viewed as perhaps good news for Cuomo, the poll finds most voters, while they're concerned about the high level of corruption in New York, are not paying close attention to the machinations of a panel appointed by the governor. Cuomo's Moreland Act Commission is charged with investigating instances of potential corruption in the campaign donation system. Cuomo had been attracting negative newspaper editorials and sarcastic columns after stories appeared in the Daily News and other publications. They alleged that Cuomo was suppressing subpoenas that might uncover his own conflicts of interest with certain donors. The commission recently decided to go through with the subpoenas after all. Greenberg says New Yorkers don't seem to be that interested in the process. They just want to see an end result, a crackdown on rampant corruption. That's led to multiple arrests, indictments, and imprisonments of state lawmakers in recent years.
Voters pay attention to the front page stories when legislators or other politicos get arrested. They don't tend to pay attention to the process behind how you get there.
There have been reports that the Moreland Commission might disband while Cuomo and the legislature pursue a constitutional amendment to enact public campaign financing. Voters, by a 5-to-1 margin, say that would not be a good idea. And the poll finds New Yorkers think Cuomo is doing the most to try to fight corruption. A spokesman for the governor had little reaction, saying, "Polls go up, polls go down." In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.